This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A former Cherokee County detention officer was just indicted for the assault of an inmate. Former guard Wesley Killian faces two misdemeanor charges for allegedly kicking an inmate in the face last May. Killian and another guard, Joshua Gunter, were both fired after the incident, and that incident is part of a growing number of allegations of abuse leveled at Cherokee County Detention Center. There are several SBI investigations underway. The most recent involves a report of a naked inmate chained to a drain in his holding cell. Investigative journalist Kate Martin is part of a team at Carolina Public Press investigating alleged abuses at the jail, and she joins us now. Welcome back, Kate.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
Tell us about this latest indictment at the Cherokee County Jail, the detention center.
Right. The indictment came down on Monday. A grand jury decided that this jail guard, Wesley Killian, should be indicted for two misdemeanors. Basically, one is assault with a deadly weapon because he kicked the inmate in the face while the inmate was chained. The other is, you know, essentially doing bodily harm. And so he's facing these two very serious misdemeanors.
When did these allegations and when did the alleged assault take place?
The assault took place on May 2nd of this year.
Mm. Any more indictments expected?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. I think the other guard actually talked to me and told me that he wasn't facing charges.
All right. So now this is one of a number of allegations. You reported recently on an allegation involving an inmate being chained in his holding cell. Tell us more about that.
So I got a tip from a reader that an email existed regarding this incident. And apparently what happened is a deputy who had been, I think he was a patrol deputy, had come into the jail, had heard all this commotion. This guy was yelling for help. And he asked what was going on. And he was told that there was an inmate chained to the floor, like a grate in the floor, and he was naked. And so he kind of went about his business, came back about 6 or 7 hours later, and the guy was still there naked, chained to the grate. And he was worried that the inmate couldn't use the restroom, and he wasn't sure if what was going on was legal or illegal. So he sent an email both to the sheriff and to a man named Mark Thigpen, who is the chief deputy.
Now, this is interesting because when did this all happen? A while ago?
Yeah, the incident with the naked inmate happened last year, like July 7th and 8th.
And so what's interesting about that is that the deputy sent an email
to
both the sheriff and the detention center chief saying, look, this is going on. You need to know about this. The sheriff has said recently about a number of allegations surrounding this detention center that he was unaware of all of this.
Right. He said in a radio interview prior to our story running about the naked inmate that he didn't know of allegations of, you know, impropriety or inmate abuse. You know, deputies didn't come and talk to him. Well, actually, this one deputy did talk to him. He did alert him to this incident.
And you've got the email traffic to show that.
I do, yeah.
Talk about this deputy, too, because he's upset about all of this.
Well, so there's two different incidents here. We've got the naked inmate, which happened last year, and then we've got the other incident with the assault, which are two separate incidents. The one with the assault, one of the deputies, Killian, was indicted. The other one, his name's Joshua Gunter, was not. And Gunter's the one who talked to me about the assault on the inmate, which has nothing to do with the naked inmate.
Right, right.
He actually told me he was offered his job back about a week and a half ago. And he said that he declined to take the job. He said, I turned it down because I won't work under that sheriff. That man puts his ego above his morals. He also said, and just to keep in mind, Derek Palmer, the sheriff, is a former pastor, and my understanding is he still does some of that work. He said, Gunter said about the sheriff, he's a coward that hides behind a badge and a man who hides his sins under his Bible.
Now, this is in amidst a growing number of allegations about improprieties at this detention center. The SBI is investigating, right?
Well, I do know the SBI has been asked to investigate. The latest request from the sheriff and the district attorney, Ashley Welsh, up there is that the SBI investigate all incidents from December 1st, 2014 until present, which is essentially the first term of the sheriff's first term. And I don't know how many SBI investigators it would take to do 4 years worth of work, but I imagine it's more than what they have in that area. I'm still trying to figure out what that's about.
Right, because we've talked about two incidents that are now public, the assault indictments and then the allegations of a inmate being chained, a detainee being chained naked in his detention center. But you have been receiving a number of tips since you first began reporting.
Yeah, definitely. Stay tuned. We've got a lot of tips. One thing I do want to bring up is how important this type of reporting is. You know, they do have a radio station and a newspaper out there. But I mean, as anybody who's worked in rural news, you know that you're strapped for resources. I did get an email from one of the relatives of the inmate who had been chained to the grate, who he has since died. And she was really distraught. She said that if it weren't for our reporting, they would never know that this had even happened.
Right. And for people who have these tips, they don't know where to go. And if it's the sheriff in a small county like that, you're not going to mess around, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you know that maybe there's a way that you can get the word out. So
yeah. People are afraid. They give me tips, but they're terrified. They don't want their names used, you know, and I can understand that.
All right, well, keep up the good work. Kate Martin, investigative journalist with Carolina Public Press. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.